Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Drought conditions, tariffs, and a low supply of cattle have led to rising beef prices. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more about why ground beef hit record high prices just last month.
Drought conditions have driven up the costs of grain and other materials needed for raising cattle, and ranchers are also feeling the squeeze of tariffs. That's according to John Diamond with Rice University's Baker Institute.
It means that raising cattle is going to be difficult. And if you're a rancher, you're facing really high cost.
The number of cattle in the U.S. is also at its lowest point since the 1950s, driving up prices. The Trump administration vowed to quadruple Argentine beef imports, sparking backlash from Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller. Miller says the imports could hurt Texas ranchers and has drafted his own proposals to lower prices. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Hospitals across Texas already provide billions of dollars in uncompensated care, but KERA's Abigail Ruman reports healthcare leaders say changes to the federal health insurance marketplace could increase that financial burden.
Last year, North Texas hospitals provided almost $7 billion in uncompensated care. That covers bad medical debt and charity care. Stephen Love is the head of the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council. He says policy changes to Affordable Care Act health plans could increase the cost to hospitals statewide by more than $1 billion.
One of the reasons it's so high in Texas is we have 4.8 up to 5 million people that are completely uninsured.
Love says that puts hospitals in a tough position of accommodating that increase, which could mean the loss of services or closures. I'm Abigail Ruman in Dallas.
Houston leaders announced their plans for the Thanksgiving Day Parade and other festivities this holiday season. The HEB Thanksgiving Parade is going to be on Thanksgiving morning with 15 floats and 11 balloons, including a brand new HE Buddy balloon. Here's Mayor John Whitmire.
I have grandsons, 10 and 12. I can't wait to bring them, but also it's going to be something that excites the grown-ups.
And on December 6th, the city will light its Christmas tree outside of City Hall with a concert headlined by R&B singer Brian McKnight. In sports, the Rockets picked up their first win of the season last night against the Brooklyn Nets, 137-109. The final score in that game, six different players scored at least 10 points in the victory. Houston will be on the road tomorrow to battle the Toronto Raptors north of the border. We've got a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high near 88. However, we're going to feel a significant drop in temperature coming up tomorrow when the high reaches just 67 degrees. It will also be quite windy tomorrow, 20 to 25 miles an hour with gusts that could peak around 40 miles an hour. We will gradually warm up from there throughout the week before hitting a high of 80 again on Saturday. For more news, head to our website, that's HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.